Yeah, it always does. You know, we have 7 races in 10 weeks across the state of Minnesota. Thanks again for having me back.
Yeah, appreciate you coming on here. So just looking back at that one here in Austin, what were some of the reactions that you guys got to the race here in town, or are there plans to come back? Just what's the story here for how that race went here in Austin? I know you guys ran into a little bit of weather in that one.
Yeah, you know, this is the one thing that our user group certainly understands. We don't want to ride on wet trails, and we can't predict or can't control the weather. But Austin really does roll out the red carpet. It was so great to have the art festival going on and everything that everyone does from around the community to get us on in there. And frankly, we all love the story behind the trail systems that you have down there. And it really is one of our favorite places to go every single year. And we have not announced our 2019 schedule yet. That's one of the big things that we do at the year-end celebration. But if I were to suggest something, I wouldn't be surprised if you'll see us back down there again next year.
Maybe hinting at some early breaking news here on Mower County Sports Live. I'm not going to put you in that position here, Josh, but certainly, you know, we'd love to have you guys back. Was that part of the timing of it? Was that planned here by you guys where you wanted to come into town when there were some other events going on, just make a whole weekend out of it?
You know, I think we might have to credit Nancy for that one, Nancy Schnabel of the Visitor Bureau. That wasn't something that we intentionally did. There used to be a softball tournament held on the same weekend, and we kept adding races and just got kind of busy over by Todd Park. And so this is the first race of the season, and the efforts that Gareth and the crew had when they developed that trail system, it was always really intended to be kind of like the first or second race of the year. And so it works very well for us to go on down there. Fantastic venue for those racers that have never been through a mountain bike race before. And it's just so fitting with how welcoming the community is. And then the families have other opportunities in and around the town. And so, once again, that's really why it is one of our favorite stops on the season.
Yeah, certainly a great time here in Austin. Again, going back to August, it was right around the time the high school football season started. Certainly a lot of events going on here around that time, and one of those being the high school cycling league coming to town. We're just recapping the season here, just talking with Josh Cleavy, the director of the Minnesota High School Cycling League, I should say, with us here in Mower County Sports Live. Was there one race or one location where you guys got the most feedback from?
You know, every single year we try to mix it up with different venues, new venues, and we're always trying to change things. And one of the big things we did this year is we had what was called a skills challenge. We had this down at Austin. It was the first event of the year. It was incredible for us. So much of what we wind up doing is that it's about getting kids on bikes, but the race is really that carrot that gets them to show up and commit every day. So it doesn't matter if they're first or last, the fact that they complete the race helps their team. But we're always looking for something else. And so this skills challenge is a course that we lay out in the infield. And we allow kids to try to run through it, and we see, you know, do they put their foot down or are they able to ride over the obstacles? And it's a completely different skill set than racing. And when we left Austin, it was the first time we ever did this, folks were glowing about it. We had a video that went out on Facebook after the event that had over 100,000 views within about a week. And that was something that people continued to talk about all season. We rolled a couple new venues out this year. That went over very well. But like I said, we continue to change things up, and we'll keep doing so next year as well to keep everyone interested and to keep getting different races around the states and trying new things to get kids on bikes.
Yeah, that was one of the things that you and I talked about at the beginning of the season. Again, the first time you were on the show here a couple months ago, just all the thousands and thousands of riders that you were expecting to come to Austin at the time, and certainly have seen a lot of those numbers here over the course of the season. Have you guys had a chance yet to gather any of those numbers, just if and by how much the league grew this year?
Yeah, so we wound up with 1,598 riders.
Wow.
We're predicting between 1,500 and 1,600 riders. Certainly huge growth from our initial season back in 2012 with 151 riders, and with some of the things we're looking at for next season, I wouldn't be surprised if we're somewhere in the 2,000 to 2,200 student athletes from across the state.
We're being joined by Josh Cleavy, the director of the Minnesota High School Cycling League, here on Mower County Sports Live. A couple other things I wanted to get into here with you, Josh, but just where's the best place that people can go, the best website that they can go to for people that want to get more information and get ready for the 2019 season?
Certainly, MinnesotaMTB, like Mary Tyler Bravo, .org is our website. You can also find us on Facebook at Minnesota High School Cycle. Of both the Facebook page as well as our website, there is a newsletter sign-up. We call it the Single Track Times, and that is the best way to make sure that you keep in touch with all of the happenings with the Minnesota High School Cycling League. During race season, it's almost a weekly publication. In the off-season, we have a newsletter that will go out about monthly with the things that are going on. And especially if you're not able to make it to the year-end celebration that we'll be having in Northrop Auditorium this Friday, season schedule, as well as all of the upcoming changes for the season that we announce at that year-end celebration, will be sent out in an email publication here within a couple days after the award celebration.
Yeah, and so that's coming up this weekend. You guys give out the team and some of the individual awards, all that good stuff?
Yeah, and beyond that, some of my favorite things about this event, it's not just supposed to be, you know, who won and who got medals. We have a couple key things. There's the Racer with Heart Award, and this is it's got to be my favorite thing. And there's all these neat stories, these trials and tribulations that people go through, and how cycling has really changed their life. And many of the times, these kids aren't the ones on the podium, but what they've been through is truly remarkable. And so each year we recognize one male and one female student athlete, and really what they went through and what the league did for them. And it's just so neat to, read through all of the nominations. We get a couple hundred of them every single year, and in some cases it's difficult, and the choke scene almost brings you to tears when you're reading through some of these things. But recognizing those folks, as well as our coach of the year, our assistant coach of the year, volunteer of the year, and then we also have another award for individuals that maybe aren't as public-facing. We call it the Jeff Robertson Award. Jeff Robertson was an individual that built two different trail systems over in Rochester to get the high school league down there, and has been instrumental in a number of other community improvements. And that award is given out to someone that has made a committed dedication to cycling and getting kids on bikes in the state of Minnesota. And that's an award that we don't actually vote on. We don't hand it out every year, but as we find folks, we go ahead and recognize those people, and we'll be looking forward to giving that out again this year. And then Todd Bauer, our photographer, puts together a phenomenal 15-minute year-end video. And that is definitely the fan favorite of the night. There's the loudest applause for that thing, and really need to kind of recap that into a 15-minute video montage.
Do you have any of those stories that you can share, any of those heartwarming stories you were talking about, and just kind of what makes the season so special here for you guys? Any of those stories that you can share with us?
Oh, God. One of my favorite ones was from a couple years ago. There was a new team starting in the southwest suburbs of the Twin Cities. And, you know, this is a co-ed sport, and so you need to have women on your team in order to be competitive. And so the coach, who had a daughter racing, or thought he was going to have a daughter racing, said, hey, you should go get some of your friends to join. And so this gal went and got one of her friends to join. But she did it by saying, hey, that boy that you like, he's on the team. And so if you come out to practice, you have to see him every day. And so this rider wound up coming out to practice, and she made it about 2 weeks. She finally looks at her friend that got her on the team and said, you know, Johnny's not here. What's the deal? And she goes, sorry, I just said that to get you to join the team. And the neat part was, is they really needed her to race. And so the coach sat down with the rider and said, will you please come out and race this weekend? We really need you. And she was like, I don't want to do it. Finally, after some long conversations, she came out, and the coach committed that he would run alongside her the entire race if that's what it took to make sure that she finished. And sure enough, she was out there that year. We had to move the first race at Buck Hill. It was at Buck Hill, which is a really rough place to have a first race. And the coach ran alongside her for the better part of her two laps. And when she's coming into the finish, and I distinctly remember this, I was announcing the race, we got all the spectators in to just start, you know, cheering for her and driving her home. And she crosses the finish line, she collapses, and she falls down, and she starts crying. And I ran over to her and said, what's wrong? And she was like, I thought they were all going to laugh at me. And it was such this emotional support that this user group gave her. It literally changed her life. And so the neat part was, is she kept riding, lost a lot of weight, got her grades turned around, and it really did change the outcome of her high school career. And she continued to ride and race, and is continuing to ride on to this day, and now I think she's a senior in college.
Being joined by Josh Clevey, the director of the Minnesota High School Cycling League here on Mower County Sports Live, that's what high school sports is all about right there, that story you just told. That's what high school sports is all about.
Yeah, and you know, we sit down and we think about it. Yeah, it's cycling, but really we're preparing kids or young adults for the rest of their life. And there's things that are taught, you know, in competition and being a part of a team that is very difficult to get that exposure to any other way. And we've really intentionally tried to engineer a scoring model and being all inclusive, no drop, no tryouts, to try to foster and get those student athletes that maybe haven't had another opportunity to get them out there, to get them participating, and to let them have those same experiences that, you know, everyone else has had. And it's neat when we have those kinds of stories, you kind of shake your head and you go, that's what we're here for. And then knowing that we're getting countless stories like that from student athletes every single year, that's why we're doing it. That's why we're here to get kids on bikes.
Well, Josh, before we let you go, I did want to get your thoughts on the championship race here. We can just leave it on this. I wanted to get your thoughts on the championship race here for Mount Cato not too long ago. And I suppose it's a fitting spot since you guys have some focus on that mountain biking. But what was the course setup like over there in Mankato just for you guys? Was there something specific about Mount Cato that offers for you guys that you wanted to use that championship race for?
Yeah, Mount Cato provides a unique venue in the sense that it has some of the most climbing. Not the most climbing, but it's got a lot of climbing compared to all of our other venues. But it also has the most technical difficulty. And so each of our race venues, each race have a little bit more climbing, they're a little longer, and they have a little bit more technical difficulty. And so Mount Cato really gives us that perfect balance of climbing, technical difficulty, as well as it's a venue that's large enough to fit all of our teams, because it is the only race in a year where all of our teams compete that same weekend. And we've been hosting our season championship there since year number two, and it's a great relationship. They're very accommodating and able to retool things very much so the way that Austin's been able to help us out over the years. Weather this year was far better. Last year we actually had snow. Fantastic racing. There were so many great races that we saw over the course of the weekend. More importantly, a lot of great sportsmanship. And it was a very, very fitting way to send off the year, and we had some great upsets. And I always like it when we go on out there and it's the final race. There's a couple more points available. And because of that, we saw some great racing and people that left it all out there on the course.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of good times over there at Mount Cato a little while back. One more time here, Josh. Go ahead and give people the website for some more information.
Certainly, Minnesota, all spelled out, MTB, like Mary Tyler Bravo.org, or reach us on Facebook at the Minnesota High School Cycling League.